Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You might want to throw a wedge of peat in the hearth just to fill the air with that timeless aroma. It all started at customs. The customs line, when we landed in Dublin, was like 90 minutes, 2 hours. It was really long. So you wind up talking among 50 listeners that were there, and then you're talking to other people that you're just meeting in line. And there were a group of women who were there, and they were there with some of their parents. And we said, "So, what are you doing?" And they said, "We're touring Ireland." We said, "We're touring Ireland too." And we said, "What are you going to do while you're here?" They said, "We're going to sing in cathedrals." And we said, "Yeah, we're not doing that." It was the St. Mary of the Woods College Madrigals, a choir from Terre Haute, Indiana. I don't know, there were about 20 of them. And we stood in line, we talked, and we said, "Do you have a schedule of where you're singing?" And they gave us a schedule. We realized that on our last day in Dublin, they were spending their last day in Dublin. We're all flying back the following day at the same time. We said, "You know what? We're going to find you." They said, "We're going to be at St. Patrick's Cathedral on this day, the last day we're in Ireland." So, over 40 XRT listeners who, as one of our listeners pointed out, came to Ireland as strangers and came back as family, went off to St. Patrick's Cathedral to see these women sing. A couple dozen listeners went off, and we heard a program of sacred and secular music. We were there. Some of the singers' moms and dads were there, and all of us took in the beauty of the cathedral and the echoes of perfect voices in harmony. Their final selection was a farewell song because, well, they were saying farewell to Dublin and to Ireland. It's called The Parting Glass. Some of you may know this song. And it goes, "All the money that I e'er spent, I spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory I can't recall. So fill me to the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all." You have to understand, it was the choir's last performance together as the seniors in the choir prepared for their next chapter. And as we reflected on the places we visited and the people we met and how generous everyone was with their kindness, we all looked up into the towering recesses of that magnificent church, and we became as misty as a damp morning in Kinsale.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.